This week's Parsha of Eira, we're introduced to the Eser Makos, one of the most well-known and studied parts of the Torah. The first of the seven Makos appear in Parsha of Eira, but what we're going to learn about now, I think, is relevant to all of the Eser Makos. In the Haggadah Shal Pesach, there's a well-known statement by Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda haya notin behem simanim. Rabbi Yehuda breaks up the Eser Makot into three different categories. Tetzach, Adash, Be'achav. So the question is, what is the meaning behind this breakup of the Makos? There's no explanation in the Haggadah. The Kli Yekar and others speak about how there's actually a lot of significance to Rabbi Yehuda's breakdown of the Makos. The first three Makos are all introduced by the phrase "Bezot Hedaki Ani Hashem." Through this Mako and through the following three, Dam, Tverde, and Kinem, they're all proof that HaKadosh Baruch Hu exists in the world. You should know through these things, through these miracles that Hashem is performing, that He's here, that He's real, that God exists. The next three makot are introduced through a different phrase. The man teda ki ani Hashem b'karv ha'aretz. It's not enough to just know that Hashem exists, but we're also chayev to know that Hashem is right here, that He's b'karv ha'aretz, that He's mashgiach. And Arov, Dever, and Shchin are all a proof to this. Arov and Dever both say explicitly how there's a separation between what happened in Mitzrayim and what happened for Am Yisrael living in Goshen on a separate place. And then the last three Mako, Barad, Arba, and Choshech, before Maka Bechorot, all are introduced with the Pasuk, Bavor Teza Ke'en Kamoni Bechol Eretz. Not enough to just know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu exists, just that He is Mashgiach in the world, but also that there's no one like Him, that He's Echad Yachru Miyuchad. There's no one like Hashem. And Barad and Arbar both use the phrase that the Maka never was, never will be again. Lo hayak kamohu b'machayim. There was never like this again. Asher lo ru'u avatach v'avud avatach miyom hayotam aladma ad hayom hazeh. There was nothing like this ever in the world. So the three categories, Tetzach, Adash, Be'achav, are there. Each one, Tetzach, is to teach about Hashem's existence. Adash are all about the existence, not just of Hashem's presence, but also of His hashgacha. And the last three, Barad, Arba, and Choshech, are all about the existence of Hashem and not just His hashgacha, but also that there's no one like Him in the world. The last Maka Bechorot, actually contains within it all three elements of Bezot Teda Ki Ani Hashem, Leman Teda Ki Ani Hashem B'Karev Ha'aretz, and Bavor Teda Ki In Kamoni B'Chol Ha'aretz. It proves Hashem's existence, B'Chol Hei Mitzrayim Aseh Shatim. It proves Hashem's hashgacha, Leman Teda Nashayath Hashem B'in Mitzrayim B'in Yishal, and it also proves Bavor Teda Ki In Kamoni B'Chol Ha'aretz. V'haytata kagdola b'chol eretz mitzrayim asher kamohu lo niyata v'kamo lo tosif, that there was never like this again, such an outcry of anguish, the result of the death of all of the b'chor in Mitzrayim. And so clearly the idea of the parasha coming through the Makos is that we should come to know Hashem, we should know He exists, we should know that He's mashgiach in all of our affairs and everything that goes on, and that there's no one like Him in the world. When you look at the Haftorah for Parsha Se'ira, which is taken from Yechezkel Perk Chav Ches, so I think that we see through the Haftorah that it's not enough to just know Hashem. A person could know Hashem and know He exists on an intellectual level and not bring that into their life. In the Haftorah, we see a phrase that doesn't appear at all in the Parsha, and that's the phrase of V'niktashti bam le'nei ha'gayim, that through all of the miracles that HaKadosh Baruch Hu performs, there's also a Kiddush Hashem, there's also a sanctification of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, coming close to Him in a different way. And I think the message of this is something which is relevant to everybody, to all of us, that on the one hand, we can know what's right, we can know what's true, we can know that Hashem is real, that Hashem exists, that Hashem is Mashkiach, and there's no one like Him, and He could do anything. And that doesn't necessarily mean that we're making a Kiddush Hashem and that we're living with that knowledge. And what the Haftorah is coming to add is that we're chayev to live with that knowledge, that we should take that knowledge that we learned in the parsha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's existence, and we should live with it. We should be able to be a walking Kiddush Hashem, to be Mekadosh Shem Shemayim wherever we go. Have a great Shabbos. Bye-bye. How was it?